how is this for a prescription from your doctor? 10 days of staying home, no cognitive stimulation, no phone, no TV, no reading, no loud noises, nothing. That's what Theo Balcom had to do after she suffered a severe concussion when she slipped while getting out of bed last August. She was disoriented and exhausted in the aftermath of her fall, so her sister Hallie swooped in to help out.
She kidnapped me. I did basically kidnap you. You really didn't want me to come. And I said, I'm coming.
And this began my time in the concussion cave.
You were very adamant about being in a dark space.
I did not want to be near light at all. I needed total darkness. Light was the enemy, and we had to fight it as best we could.
I shut the blinds, and I have a four-poster bed, so I put a blanket over the top of it. But you could sense the light coming through the cracks of the blinds. You were very unhappy about that. So I tried and put additional blankets over that area, creating complete darkness.
Oh, and it felt so good to be in the dark. And I just slept and slept and slept.
Things were worse than I thought they were. You were emotionally unstable. It was just very up and down. You were never at a moderate level.
Everything that wasn't sitting or sleeping was overwhelming.
The lack of control over your emotions. Even if something happy happened, you know, like you felt a sweet, nice moment, you would cry.
It was hard. You know, you can't interact with the world the way you used to. People look at you and you can't explain yourself. You're lost and you freeze up and it's awkward to make conversation because your mind isn't working the way you want it to. Your brain isn't working the way that it should, and you know that it can.
You were really worried your mind wasn't going to come back.
When I met with a neurologist for the first time, he said to me, the neurologist, point blank, said, "We know very little about the brain." Okay, that's a direct quote from my neurologist.
And I was always, although I was aware that this was a very serious concussion, I was always sure your mind was going to come back.
Everybody kept saying it's going to be fine, but when you're trapped inside your head like that and it's not working the way it should.
But I knew how stressed you were.
How do you know that you're going to get back to normal? You don't know.
A week after you had been at my house, we decided that it was time for you to go back and live in your apartment.
Okay, I can leave the concussion cave. These were my biggest fears at the time. Getting mugged, getting hit by a bus crossing the street.
Yeah, you're really worried about getting hit by a bus.
And having to go to work and sit under the neon lights. Because I didn't have my wits about me, I hadn't been in normal lighting, and something about those three things I just fixated on.
Which, you know, now we laugh about. And I think I probably laughed about it at the time, but you did not laugh about it. You were really sure something bad was going to happen to you because of the concussion.
Honestly, at the time, my doctors just wanted me to go at my own pace. They said I should do only what I felt comfortable with. And my neurologist said I should gradually increase my activity. But I wanted to push it. Screw gradual. I wanted to get back to normal as soon as I could. I passed in this doctor's note to HR, and it said she will attempt to gradually increase as tolerated. And I could tolerate work eventually. And it was probably because I shut down so much when I was in the concussion cave.
Because the integration back into real life is so gradual, it doesn't feel like there was a stop or a start. It was more just you one day were you, and we didn't think about the concussion.
I'm back. I'm okay with the neon lights. They even put me in charge of the radio show for a while. And I get to listen and watch and hear and see all kinds of things. And I don't worry about my brain.
That's Theo Balcom. She is a producer at NPR's All Things Considered in Washington, D.C. And we also heard from her sister, Hallie.